Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
All right, we're pivoting. We're going to get to Betty McCollum versus Pete Hegseth on costs, and in particular on the Marines in L.A. But I knew I was going to get to the Justin Eichhorn story at some point. The more I thought about it, I think we should leave with this because we talked about L.A. multiple times yesterday, including pretty much for the entire first hour. Okay, so the allegations are grotesque, wretched, despicable. As Ari just mentioned, if you heard the update, I know if you're listening to the podcast, you don't get the news, so just a reminder. Former state senator Justin Eichhorn, out of Grand Rapids, he is trying to get the federal charges against him dismissed. It's sexual solicitation. We talked about it a lot, Adam and Dave, at the time. Number of follow-ups, number of specific questions from Eichhorn at the time when he was caught up in this sting. He had with him two cell phones, a condom, and about $130 in cash. So he's initially charged, because it happened in Hennepin County District Court, soliciting prostitution from a minor over the age of 16. Again, this was all laid out, the number of interactions, questions about age, all of this. So again, over the age of 16, along with 13 others snared in this operation. His case and one other was moved to federal court, and as Ari just pointed out, Dave, that other has a previous charge, right? So the difference is in federal court, any potential sentence would mean a mandatory, Adam, 10 years in prison instead of likely to probation and maybe jail time. That's an enormous difference, right? The acting U.S. attorney at the time, Lisa Kirkpatrick, when they announced the federal prosecution, said her office had no tolerance for public officials who violate federal law, particularly those where those laws are set up to protect children. Now, Eichhorn's attorneys argued in their motion Friday. I'm kind of surprised it didn't come out earlier. This indictment, talking about the federal one, should be dismissed because of the government's decision to charge Mr. Eichhorn in the present indictment was vindictively motivated by personal animus against Eichhorn because the state prosecution would not permit the government to procure a sentence it desired and deemed it appropriate. The government selectively prosecuted him because he exercised his First Amendment right to hold public office. So the Tribune pointed out that they did reach out to a Twin City defense attorney. And the time the defense attorney told the Tribune that it's a bit, he used this phrase, Adam, and again, these are very serious allegations. Nobody on the show in any way is trying to lessen how awful this would be to solicit sex with a minor. The attorney says it's kind of goofy for the case to be charged federally. In my opinion, this is from the defense attorney, the federal government should not be involved in any kinds of these cases. So basically the premise is, if you hold a public government position, should you be charged differently than an everyday citizen? What's your initial thought on that, Adam?
I'm trying to differentiate between whether if we hold you to a higher standard in the court of public opinion, which I think, despite the many flaws these folks have, mm-hmm. we do, and we should still. Does that apply to the legal?
Right.
And
there are two courts that you're
correct.
Talking about. I don't think there's any doubt in the court of public opinion.
Right.
We do. But in the actual courts, if I'm a state senator and you're an everyday citizen and we do the same thing.
Yep.
The same violation of the law. Should your charges just be county, state, potentially, and mine could be county, state, and federal?
I think simply based on the fact that he is a public official holding a state office, I don't think that's good enough for the federal government to step in. I think if he violated, if some of his crimes were specific to a violation of dump it all.
Yeah,
this is twice in the last few days.
My
you're
bottle.
A wreck.
Well, my bottle.
Oh, you're blaming the bottle.
I'm blaming the bottle. Well, I know about you and the bottle.
I mean, if there is some specific, like I think of like Derek Chauvin and why the federal government, those were civil rights laws, federal civil rights laws.
They were different charges than just the murder charges he faced with the state. And again, Dave and Adam by no means are diminishing how vulgar and awful and despicable this is. But my gut, because so often we agree, I'm with you. If it's just because he's a state official, state employee. Okay, Dave, should the CEO of some important company, public figure. We're radio show hosts, reasonably known. There are people in this state who are much more well known than us. Should they face stronger charges because they're more well known than Dave? And somebody said, "Well, their kids look at them as a hero." Should they face stronger charges? Hell no.
I think we're talking about maybe three different types of people. You've got Joe Schmo on the corner. You've got people who are public figures.
Yep.
And then those that are voted on to an office.
Yep.
And is there a distinction there between, you know, just being, like you said, average radio show host, below average, or
don't say that about
somebody who
I'm right here.
You know, a public official and that you're voted to an office, in this case state senator. And, you know, should charges be different if it can be seen that you took advantage of your position, whether that be as a just a public figure or you took advantage of
I don't think that's it, that though. Like, I don't, he wasn't saying, hey, I'm a state senator, I'm a member of the government, and I'm using my power to try to set this up, right?
Maybe it's not power. Maybe it's a perceived trust. Maybe it's, you know, and just speaking generally, not even this case specifically, if somebody who is an elected official.
I think that's different. Now we got the fourth one. Okay, you get three. To me, I think what Dave is saying, if you are leveraging some position as a state rep, as a state senator, as, you know, whatever position, and you're using your power to violate the law, that's one thing. I don't think in any way he was identifying himself as a state senator. He was trying in great detail to try to find underage sex. So the federal government, if you accept the premise of what Eichhorn's attorney is offering up, if you accept that premise, they're saying he's only charged further because he is in that power, in that position. Let's pause, chime in, because this is not an easy one. And obviously attorneys have different views on this. And when the Star Tribune reached out to the U.S. Attorney's Office, their office spokesman said this: we'll respond to the motion in writing, and that let that do the on-the-record talking for us. So they're saying we're not going to participate in this right now. But they will obviously respond at some point, because they need to, on the dismissal. What do you want to say? If it's purely on this position, and we don't know yet how the federal government is going to respond, if it's purely on the position as an elected state official, should we, in the court of law, not court of public opinion, because Adam made an excellent point between the two, in the court of law, should they be charged, or the window, the kaleidoscope of charges, be wider just because they have that position? Where do we have that offered up in our laws? And again, it's grotesque what he did. 651-461-9226.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I figured you were going this way.
I mean, how can you not? That's a big name.
I'm glad you are. Underrated or properly rated? I think underrated.
I agree.
Underrated?
Oh, I think based on the popularity of the music, I think it's properly rated.
Really? Okay, tell people why.
Well, Sly Stone, leader of Sly and the Family Stone, passed away yesterday, 82 years old. COPD, emphysema, other underlying issues. Too bad, but I mean, Sly and the Family Stone,
funk rock legend,
yeah,
pioneer,
yeah,
you could say, bringing funk and rock and gospel, all of that together.
Yeah,
and how can you hear Everyday People and not be in an instant good mood? It's impossible.
That's what I'm saying. We talked about this on my show, that it's celebratory music. That it's,
yeah,
you play that, and who hears that? That's not any good.
If you don't like Sly and the Family Stone, look in the mirror. All right, let's go. We're talking Justin Eichhorn, the state senator from Grand Rapids, who was caught up in a sting. You like the police terminology, sting?
I do.
Yeah, that worked well. Grotesque, awful, vulgar, despicable, soliciting underage sex. He faced charges from Hennepin County. Then he also faced federal charges, Adam, remember, very quickly, just a couple days later. And now his attorneys are basically saying there's only one other individual who all, in this, of the collective individuals who are caught up in this operation, who also face federal charges. And that person had a previous charge in this area. So the attorneys, his attorneys, are making the case, you're doing this only because he's a state senator. Federal government is saying, we'll get back to you when we get back to everybody. We're not going to publicly comment. And so we're asking the theoretical question, because the federal government may come back and say, au contraire, this is well more than just he's a state senator.
Yeah.
So I'm not dismissing that anyway, but I'm raising this part of the conversation. Should he face stronger charges? And I kind of felt like knowing you well, you were kind of thinking your way through it. Mm-hmm. As you listen to Alec, do you still think the answer is no, that actually, for sure, in the court of a public opinion, he's drawing more scrutiny? And by the way, he was talking about a lot of other social issues where he's making a lot of judgments about people's personal lives. So not only is he grotesque what he's doing, he's a fraud.
Yeah.
He's a complete hypocrite on a lot of marital issues, who's allowed to be interested in who. But it's okay to solicit underage sex because, so, I mean, this is a total fraud. Do you think he still should not? Because I, on that part, as a state senator or congressman or whatever it might be, I don't think the charges should be stronger.
See, like when you bring up congressmen now, that, like, I wonder, would it be different if someone was an elected member of Congress, therefore they have a federal political office? And I'm wondering, okay, does that, again, I reserve the right to, or reserve my judgment if the U.S. attorney comes out and says, this is why, these are here, here's exactly why they deserve federal charges. But no, simply based on the fact that he is a state senator, I guess I fail to see why the federal government would step in to prosecute this case.
To me, if you, Dave, to include you too, if it says when you take your oath of office that we have a law that is specified, whether the county, state, or federal level, that you are subject to more strenuous charges because of this position, then they can step in. If it's you're abusing the power of your office, to me, that's when the federal charges mm-hmm. come in, right?
And is there a difference between abusing the power and just taking advantage of, you know, what it, whatever it is, certain opportunities that you have being a member of a state senate, state legislature, whatever it is, that everyday citizen just doesn't have access to?
But in this case, that doesn't apply.
It doesn't seem that way.
Right.
We don't know for sure.
You're right, from what we know. Okay, let's get to a lot of texts. You want to have a phone call, too? You absolutely can completely disagree with us. We encourage that. 651-461-9226. Among the texts here, a state official that holds a high-level position in the center should be held to a higher standard as they are in a position of power, which could help them influence and manipulate someone that is underage. More text. He's a lawmaker. He therefore is held to a higher standard, not unlike a police officer. Okay. Let's go police officer here. Adam, our outrage would be stronger, right? Just our gut instinct?
Yeah.
But again, do we have to have that written into the law? It just would seem such an abuse of power. Now, maybe that one might be different where, you know, we're talking about in theory, like Dave raised, in theory, Justin Eichhorn in power. With a police officer, you actually have that power.
Correct.
So in that case,
and jurisdiction comes into question
that
there too.
Right. More text. The difference is public persona versus public servant. What does the pledge say when he's sworn into office? More text. It's very simple, and I know you'll take issue with this, but if he was a Democrat, he would not have gotten charged federally. Texter, show me the proof of that. Show me any proof of that. I mean, how blind are you on that?
Honestly.
By the way,
isn't the acting U.S. attorney, wouldn't that be?
That's a
Republican appointee?
Just a quick review. Donald John Trump is the president of the United States. U.S. attorneys are selected by the current administration. That is someone who's just such an ideologue, who is just, my team is right, and my team gets abused. Kathleen has called in. Kathleen, go ahead. You're on CCO.
Hello, Chad and company. I was just about to bring up what you just said, but what about higher office than state senate, like president? should they be charged for less or more than Joe on the street?
Well, Adam, we've had that debate. Thank you, Kathleen. Appreciate the phone call. Obviously, Donald Trump felt like he was targeted, right? He felt like they were out to get him. Heard the president yesterday say witch hunt about 747 times. Public persona, again, if this was a senator of a state, not a state senator, but it would be a bigger story, public scrutiny, career over. But again, doesn't that have to be in the oath? Don't we have to have the laws and something specifically is violated?
Yeah, you have violated a federal law. That's
right.
Different.
Let's see. Chad, I have a friend that owns a liquor store. If he were caught with a DUI, he'd lose his liquor license sell. That absolutely a punishment beyond what you or I would get. Maybe lawmakers should get punished more than the average person. Is that right? I've never heard that before.
I don't mean to be questioning, right, texter.
If I own, like a lot of people, there used to be a place not too far exit from where father lived called Sid's Liquors. I probably was asked 500 times, when did your father get in the liquor store business? So if you own, can you imagine my father owning a liquor store? How that would work out?
No.
Oh, my God. So if I own a liquor store and I get a DUI, my punishment is stronger? Losing the liquor license? Do we think that how about this? Do you think that should be correct? You own a liquor store.
Well, I think liquor licenses are based on your local municipality, whether it's your city or your county. And I think if you get a DWI or have some other violation that involves that, I think maybe somebody could petition for you to have your liquor license removed, and that would be the governmental body. I think that's different. I think that's a different circumstance.
Individual does not want name use, but former elected member of the chamber that Justin was in, and I'm an attorney. The feds should not be involved. The law needs to be applied equally. These are 20 or so sick other people arrested that night and all got a hard slap. It is horrific that this criminal crime happened, but all the charges need to be treated equally if we're not counting priors. That's how I stand also. You know, what other topics should we discuss where we're going to allow laws to be broken here on this show? I mean, look at his influence on the show. Before normally you come on, we're law and order on this show.
Law and order.
And with you, it's just
bringing the troops.
Soft. Let's go a little lighter, to say the least. Ask Adam anything. Nonsense, bizarre, unique, different questions for 59-year-old Adam Carter. Is that right? Are you 59?
Give or take a decade.
He's 50. Adam Robert Carter, what do you have? 651-461-9226. We would love an onslaught of texts and phone calls. They work. How about, Dave, explain to folks how they can go to the app and leave a question for Adam right there?
Well, that'd be a great idea. Just go on to that Odyssey app. You see that little microphone button? Give it a little tap. I give up to a minute. Record a question.
Wow. Excellent.
An observation. But really, we want a question, because this is Ask Adam Anything. Maybe we'll get it played back on the air.
That'd be great. Just go to the Odyssey app right now. Aquarius Home Services began as a family-owned company in the late 1980s. And they quickly garnered success because of the quality of their product, the water. Think about how essential, think about how often we are told our need to stay hydrated and to drink water. And I'm not in the club. Dave's not in the club. Adam's in the club. He's a coffee guy. So for a lot of folks listening right now, what do you want right when you get up? You want that coffee. How about start with water from your outstanding Kinetico drinking water system, which you can get from Aquarius Home Services, aquariushomeservices.com. You can save right now up to 25% with your Kinetico, if you purchase a Kinetico drinking water system, if you reach out to AquariusHomeServices.com. But it's not just that. The water softener. How about just look at your utility room? Pretty much everything you have in your utility room, Aquarius will help you out with. I've been a customer for 32 years. I believe in them 100%. Aquarius, check them out today.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up. But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.